Welcome to Orlando Means Business. This season, we're hearing from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm your host, Amanda Lubin. And in this episode, we're learning about artificial intelligence, or AI, and its transformative impact on healthcare. Advent Health is a leader in the AI revolution, using cutting-edge artificial intelligence tools that are revolutionizing patient outcomes and empowering healthcare providers without losing the human touch. And recently, Advent Health was invited to play a pivotal role in advancing responsible AI within the healthcare industry. To learn how Advent Health is not just embracing innovation, but shaping the future of healthcare itself, we're joined by Dr. Victor Herrera, Senior Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer for the Central Florida Division at Advent Health. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Herrera.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just get into it. How is Advent Health using AI to improve patient care and operational efficiencies?
So we are going in healthcare now through a phase of a rapid adoption of AI-based technologies. The way I like to think about it is that there is AI that has been used for some time on a lot of back-end administrative functions. What I like to focus on in my role is on AI applications on the clinical side. And I will divide those in two big ones. One that has to do with supporting the work of doctors when they are trying to treat patients and diagnose patients. And then the side that has to do with decreasing the intensity of the work and decreasing tedious tasks for healthcare workers, which the focus that we have now in improving providers' well-being has become a very important area. How can we make the work easier and decrease the intensity of the work? So I like to think on the clinical side as those two being the main areas where we currently are applying AI in healthcare.
Can you share any specific examples of how you're doing that?
So when it comes to decreasing the burden associated with task, a very good example, I think, is the time that healthcare workers need to spend in electronic medical records doing things like documentation. And if you think about seeing a doctor recently in an office, a lot of patients remember how they were talking to the doctor and the doctor maybe at the same time was tapping in a computer everything they were hearing the patient was telling them after they asked questions. So we have now artificial intelligence that we refer to as ambient AI that basically is allows the doctor just to have a conversation with the patient, and then the AI is recording the conversation and is able not just to transcribe the conversation, but actually take that whole conversation and turn it into a note in the computer that then the doctor can go review and make sure it's accurate. But if you think about that support, it moves the doctor away from working in the computer and now being able to just talk to the patient face to face. Is great for the patient, is less work for the doctor, and still the doctor ultimately gets to review that note and then sign off on it. That's an example on the decreasing the intensity of the work side. On early recognition, we have things like sepsis, which is a term that we use to describe infections that patients can have in the hospital that sometimes may take some time to recognize. But we have AI now that serves as an early warning system, which it actually can detect patients that are going into sepsis and generates an alarm that can go to doctors and allows them to recognize that early. So those are two very specific examples.
I think it's really great too, because in those conversations that you're having with your doctor, I imagine, you know, that could be a very stressful and scary time for patients. So to be able to have that full attention and converse when you're speaking to your doctor and not having to have them worried about taking notes or trying to write and listen at the same time, that's got to be really reassuring for patients.
It's transformative. If we think the way that doctors used to take care of patients before we had computers, It was that way. It was the doctor looking at their patients, having that relationship. Then in order to improve efficiency, safety, we recognized that it was good to have electronic medical records, but then that required the doctor, the nurses to have to spend time typing. So I think this is the next step where we are going back to that person-to-person interaction. And we also have the technology, but now the doctor doesn't have to be like actually typing at the same time. So I think it's the next step in combining the technology with the meaningful interaction. It's better for patients, it's better for the healthcare workers as well.
You touched on the AI that you're using to identify and diagnose sepsis. How has the adoption of AI impacted patient outcomes?
So if we think about outcomes like satisfaction, both of patients and doctors, a technology like the ambient AI help us improve those outcomes. If we think about patients with sepsis and the outcomes of them recovering and our ability to treat them early, AI is helping with those things as well. We use it for things like recognition of a stroke early, and we have been able to decrease our response time in patients with strokes, which is also an outcome that we track by combining different things, and one of them, the support of AI to help with that diagnosis.
But I think it's important to point out you're using AI to help with the diagnosis, but there's still a doctor involved in this whole process.
That is correct. And that's a point that is important to emphasize, because when we think about how to build trust, one of the most common fears is that somehow technology is replacing the doctor, and that is not what is happening. I prefer many times to use, especially in healthcare, the term augmented intelligence and not artificial intelligence, because it really reminds us that at the end, what we are doing is supporting a doctor, a healthcare provider, when they are making decisions. We are not replacing their judgment. We are just helping them to be more effective in what they do.
It's another tool in the toolbox.
It's another tool. That's the way that we should think about it.
So tell us about the role of AvenHealth's AI advisory board. How are you guys vetting new technology before implementing it in the hospital?
We recognize the need already 2 years ago of having a process to vet new technologies before we implement them in our system, including artificial intelligence. We want to be pioneers on the use of new technologies, but we need to make sure that we do it in a way that is safe for patients. And we think that the only way really to achieve that is to have a group that is multidisciplinary. It has leaders on the clinical side. It also has leaders on our IT side that look at all of these solutions. And before we implement them, we make sure that we do it in a way that is safe. At the same time, we wanna accelerate innovations. So it's a combination of how do we stay safe in the fast lane.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. And obviously your work is being recognized. Just recently, AvenHealth was asked to participate in two critical initiatives that's been focusing on implementing AI in healthcare and the responsible development of using this technology. So tell me a little bit about your AvenHealth's role with this and what you hope to achieve.
So I will say that in the last year, clearly there's been a lot of attention on around artificial intelligence, the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare. At AvenHealth, we always like to forecast and think about the future. And as I mentioned earlier, it was already over 2 years ago when we anticipated that AI was going to become so important, and we created things like our advisory board and different groups of thought leaders to help us answer some of these questions. So now that all of this is happening, I feel that we have been ahead in really knowing how to implement some of those these new technologies. So at the national level, there has been some organizations that have been created to help for the United States and really for across the world to help define some guidelines on the responsible use of AI. And some of those other systems have been talking to systems around the United States of who should that initial group be. And because of the experience that, that we had already accumulated thinking about these questions, we were invited to be founding members of these two organizations that are a combination of healthcare system with some industry partners, with the government, to define principles for the responsible use of AI. So we are very happy to be thought leaders in this space. And again, I think it's a recognition of the way that Advent Health thinks about innovation. And to share our experience with other hospitals, other systems that are early in their journey and that they want to do the same, that they can learn from our experience.
It had to be pretty, you know, reassuring to know that you guys are doing the right thing, you're heading in the right direction to get this invitation to be part of these initiatives.
You know, it validates our thinking of recognizing that we have a responsibility. Being a very large system, being one of the largest providers of Medicare patients in the country, that comes with a responsibility that when there are difficult questions in healthcare, we have the capabilities to advance those discussions, to be thought leaders in healthcare. We demonstrated that during the pandemic, where we had a lot of innovation happen at Advent Health, and we shared that across the country. So we see our role as leaders in healthcare, and we see topics like this, artificial intelligence and healthcare, as a way to demonstrate how we can help others that are maybe thinking about the same questions.
So you touched on this, but AI obviously is like the new thing. Everyone's talking about it. And AI in healthcare is something that you guys at Advent Health have been focused on for the last couple of years. But how do you reassure the patients? How do you make them feel okay about AI being used in their healthcare and their treatment?
So I think you touched on one of the key messages that is very important for people to hear, which is that this is a tool, that we still have doctors, nurses, licensed healthcare professionals ultimately making the decisions and applying their judgment when treating patients. And this is a tool that enhances their ability to do that. I think that's a very important message that needs to get out. I think that when patients hear that organizations like the one that I described are being formed, and when here in Orlando they learn that their local system is one of the leaders of that organization, I think that also gives reassurance that we're following the principle of, yes, we want to innovate, yes, we want to do it fast, but we're doing that with the patient in the middle, making sure that we do everything thinking about patients first and giving safety, making safety the top priority.
So you've been obviously doing this for a couple of years now. Do you have any kind of metrics or tangible experiences or stories to showcase how AI is really playing a pivotal role in healthcare with Advent Health?
No, we, I used earlier the example of early recognition of stroke. I always remember the story of a patient that was a young female that was who is a kindergarten teacher, and she suffered a stroke, which is something that in general is uncommon in somebody that is young, but it can happen. And this patient, our AI technology was able to rapidly recognize in the imaging study that this patient was suffering a stroke and prioritized it for then the doctors to look at that study right away and confirm that the patient was having a stroke and activate the response system. This patient received treatment in a very short period of time, had an excellent clinical outcome, and is back doing what she loves, which is to teach children. To me, a story like that is very powerful because it really gives perspective of what we're doing here at the end of the day, which is to deliver whole person care, which is what we do at Advent Health, and then AI is just a tool to do that. But it's stories like that which I think give us that perspective.
And it also kind of changes the messaging, or at least maybe the framework people have around AI, to hear a success story and to hear how it's being implemented in the hospitals and to know that she's back teaching and doing what she loves. That's got to be a reassuring story for patients.
And that AI was one of the tools that we used to achieve that.
So you touched on, you know, Advent Health is a leader in responsible delivery of AI in the healthcare systems, and you're sharing your knowledge with hospital systems across the country and world with these new partnerships and these new initiatives. What are you hoping to teach? What are these other healthcare systems asking when it comes to implementing AI in their organizations?
So I think that systems are experiencing a lot of ideas that are being thrown at them, and we have developed a systematic way to vet them and then to come up with a list of criteria, a list of questions that you should be asking every time somebody comes with a new idea of, hey, we can use AI to do this in healthcare. We have developed a systematic way to think through that, to then ultimately make the decision of, do you do it or not? So there is a lot of applications, not all of them we are using currently. Again, we have a list of things that we go through to make that decision, and with making sure that things are safe for patients being probably then at the core of what we think through.
And has the response from these other healthcare systems that you're working with, has it been you know, positive, and are they reciprocative of your, you know, your feedback and your what you guys do?
So I think all hospitals are feeling the pressure of implementing AI in the responsible way. So there is a lot of interest. I find myself talking to a lot of systems and talking to a lot of stakeholders around the responsible use of AI that want to know how to do this the right way. So the answer is yes, there has been a lot of interest, and this is knowledge that we are happy to share the same way that we've done before, like we did during COVID, in terms of what are processes to accelerate innovation in a safe way.
That leads me to my next question. How does Advent Health stay at the forefront of innovation when it comes to healthcare?
I will say two things, two principles that we follow. First of all, the recognition that is a responsibility for us to lead. When you are a big system, when you see a lot of patients, when patients have trusted you with their care and they come to you, I think that you cannot just be waiting for others to define what is the best way to do things, but you need to play a leadership role on that. So we accept that as a responsibility to help contribute to knowledge first for our patients and then to share it with others. And then number two, we embrace a true innovator mentality. And again, I keep going back to the pandemic, but I think we demonstrated during the COVID-19 pandemic our innovation principles. There is a key idea there around innovation, that is the recognition that not everything that you work on may be ultimately implemented or will give results, which I think is something that many systems can initially struggle with. Because in healthcare, we tend to wait for everything to work before we actually implement it. I think you need to be open when you are innovating to the fact that some things will work and some of them will not work. We wait for things to be proven safe before we take them to patients. But I think if you want to do innovation, you need to get comfortable with the idea that some projects are just not going to work.
And I think that's a wonderful message and applies to industries across the board, not just healthcare specifically. I mean, being an innovator means taking risks and taking chances and hoping it works out, but understanding it may not, and then learning from that too. I imagine that's part of your steps and your process too, learning from the ones that don't work.
Exactly. I think the innovator mentality really comes with the realization that failures are great opportunities to learn. You just have to fail in a way that is safe, and then fail fast, and then just try another version. But you are absolutely right. There is a lot of learnings in failures, and that's an important recognition.
Well, looking ahead, what's next for Advent Health in terms of artificial and augmented intelligence tools that you're using in the hospital?
We'll say that continue to build trust in patients and also in our own workforce around how we are using AI, continue to build the principles of responsible AI implementation. And I think the third one is, as we get more of these tools implemented, we really need to think about our workforce, not just at Advent Health, but healthcare in general, to give individuals the tools to know how to use artificial intelligence. If you think about other technologies that have been used in the past, there is a learning curve. And now that we hear about language models and other tools that are being implemented, and we'll probably use more and more in the future, there is some skills that are needed to interact with the technology, depending on which is that technology. And I think we need to help the workforce learn all of that.
Well, thank you, Dr. Herrera. It was a fascinating conversation about artificial intelligence in healthcare, and a little bit of motivational speaking there too, and encouraging innovators to keep exploring and keep trying something new, even if you fail.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and want to find out what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.